98.5. Star 98.
It's ladies' night. I'm down. I'm talking dirty. I am impressing myself.
Stephen Laura's last date update.
This was definitely a disaster. Is it that bad?
Star 98.
Oh, Jordan. Jordan, emailed us letting us know that she has basically been getting ghosted here after what seemed like a good start to a relationship.
Well, and by the sounds of it, they've gone out not just one time, but a few times, and things seemed pretty hot and heavy there for a while, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Okay. And then she said she didn't really have a turning point in the relationship that something happened or didn't happen, but it just seemed all of a sudden that he was very distant, not answering quite as frequently as he used to, sometimes never returning a call back.
Just busier than he had been in the past. And I'm thinking, okay, Jordan, I think you might be
reading too much into it.
Yeah, I got stuff every night of every week, it seems. Ozzy's in baseball practice Tuesday, Thursday. We had 6 tournaments this summer, swimming lessons. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's stuff. So if he's busy, he's busy. And I think, you know, as long as he's not lying to you or, you know what I mean, or you don't catch him in a lie,
mm-hmm.
you know, where he says he's going to be somewhere and he's not there, I don't think there's much to worry about here.
Well, and I don't know if she thinks it's that route, but I think she's just wondering, if he is busy, it's one thing. You know, people, depending on what his work is, because she said that he's using, oh, I have to work a lot more than when we first got together.
And
so, I mean, depending on his line of work, maybe spring is a busier time. I don't know if it's construction or landscaping or, you know, different jobs, maybe different parts of the year, you're busier than you are at other times.
So
maybe it's that. But I think she just wants to know if it is something where he's trying to avoid her now, to just come out and say, yeah, I'm not interested anymore. Yeah, it was fun while it lasted, but I'm done.
So is she asking us to call her?
Well, I think so.
Or
and
call
she
him,
said
rather.
She has two numbers. She has his regular number and then his work number.
Okay, I'll write this down.
So judging by the time, should we try the work number, do you think?
Okay, yeah, let's try the work.
Because if you get a number you don't know in your personal number this early, maybe you wouldn't answer.
Yeah, I wouldn't if it were me.
So work number?
Okay, let's do the work number. All right, we'll call. Let's see. What? Hold on, let me get back.
Do you want me to? What
no,
are you
I got
doing?
It.
Do you want
I
me to?
Make sure I got
do
the right.
Want me to dial?
I right. That's what I want to do. Make sure I have that. Okay.
Hello.
Is this Todd?
No, he's in the shower. This is his wife. Can I help you with something?
No, I think we have the wrong number.
What? Did you hang up on her?
I panicked. I didn't know what to say.
What are you... Wow.
I think she'll just think it's the wrong number.
You asked for somebody specifically.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Should we call her back?
No!
What did she say that he was in the shower? Let's call back in like 5 minutes.
No.
When he's out of the shower.
Well, obviously.
Oh, my God.
I don't think Jordan was expecting a wife either.
I wasn't. You weren't either, apparently.
Well, no, I just panicked. What would you have? Why did you say something then?
Because you wanted to keep. I don't know why I didn't say something. I was shocked, too. I'm sorry. I got the wrong number. Is Todd
what
there?
Would you have said?
What?
That you didn't say.
Now, listen. Now, this girl, this poor wife.
Well, if she wants to call us back, that's one thing.
Oh, if she has caller ID.
the phone is ringing. You answer it.
No, you answer it. You're the one that got us in this mess. Oh, my goodness. That is hilarious.
No,
but not
it isn't.
Really. Not really. Okay, start out of 8.
So for one, like, Laura, and Laura, I adore you. You know I do.
Well, thank you.
You have the most, like, delightful feminine voice. I can't say sexy, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
thank you, I think.
You have the cheerful, bubbly personality voice of someone who totally you should be jealous of if they call and ask for your husband. Do you know what I mean?
Well, maybe she'll think it was a telemarketer.
I don't think so.
Listen, I panicked. I didn't know what to do, okay?
You panicked, all right.
Shut up.
Yeah, well, kudos to you, because if you did, that would be a reflection on your ethics and your personal lifestyle. Mm. So cheers.
You know,
congratulations.
Here's the thing. Maybe I should have asked for Todd.
Well, why didn't you?
Because that way she would have just suspected it was one of her buddies or whatever. The fact that you called, a female calling.
Too late.
I know it's too late.
I didn't know.
Yeah, no,
she...
don't stress over it.
Oh, my God.
It's,
yeah.
It's like the backup 8 steps. It's not. So for one thing, when you cheat on your spouse, there are always potential consequences. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he gave a real phone number.
Yeah, that's true.
He gave real contact information. This is 100% his fault. She did not know he was married, or she wouldn't have, like, gone
right.
through you guys.
Right. Well, totally, yeah.
Whenever you mess around, there are potential consequences, and if you're not willing to deal with that, shame on you would be the nicest thing I could say.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying not to feel bad about it, but I kind of feel bad
about it.
Don't feel bad for his wife, for
sure. He's cheating on his wife. He's cheating on this girl that was, like, worried enough to go through a radio station to, like, reach out to him.
Yeah.
He's kind of scum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
So, like,
I hope he falls in the
shower. You made the world a better place.
I hope he falls in the shower.
Well, I don't know. I just, that's the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah,
apparently, I'm not good spur of the moment
today.
Panic,
like, you panic again.
Leave me alone.
You just keep on panicking, okay? And keep saying things that are in a panic way.
I'm just going to be quiet.
A curse upon your shower.
That's right. All things bad today for you.
Steve and Laura in the morning on Star 98.